1450 KBMW.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock, we have got clouds. We have got a whole lot of wind, too. And light rain moving around on radar, too. It's going to kind of be the order of the day today. Welcome to this last day of May, May 31st, and typical busy 9 o'clock Tuesday morning hour. We always get it started talking real estate with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Now, we were talking before we went on the air, too, about check the sump pumps. You've got those homes there, and make sure you got no water leaking in the basement.
Right. Yep. It's definitely something to check. And with this kind of rain and stuff going on, they're running.
Well, and we were talking too, and you brought this up, and I'm glad you did, about homes that are for sale, and you've got things up for sale. Weather moves in, a lot of rain comes in, and then they get damaged. What happens then?
Well, that's one of the things, you know, we have to look at with people, and then it could probably call our listings especially to find out if they've had any issue with it. Because when you fill out a seller disclosure statement, you know, you put down a lot of the information that you know about your house. And mm-hmm. And if something changes that you didn't have down earlier because of an issue right now,
right.
You know, we need to get that changed, too, so that it's on there when the buyers look, that they realize that, yep, I did get water in the basement or something to that effect.
So have you ever had homes that have been damaged before where it affects the selling price? I mean, I've got to drop it down because of the damage. Has that happened?
Well, I don't know that it's so much that it drops it down. It's just that, you know, you've got to figure out now you've got an insurance claim and we've got to get it fixed. And in some cases, like we have going on right this minute, is that a house will be scheduled to close. And in the last storm, we had three different fences on yards and, you know, that blew down in the backyard.
Right.
And so now you've got to either get those fixed or you've got to escrow those dollars. And so you got to get back to the bank and the closing companies. And yeah, it creates a whole nother set of hassles when you're that far along and then you get damaged by a storm because sometimes a buyer may back out. You don't know.
Right. Now, you mentioned insurance, too. And I wanted to ask you this before because you and I both know health insurance can be kind of tricky to navigate. And there's so many different variables. Is it pretty much the same way with homeowners insurance?
It is, and one of the biggest things that I want people maybe to double check on their homeowners is find out what kind of coverage you have in your basement, especially if a sump pump quits and you've got a finished basement. It can make a lot of damage, and some people don't find out till the nth hour that they didn't have coverage for that.
Oh.
And some companies may not cover it. Some companies have a maximum limit, and it's good to know that going forward because if you don't have any, I think it's a smart thing to have something for coverage, especially with a finished basement.
Has that happened to clients of yours where they have damage and they come and look at it and go, okay, well, we thought we were covered, but we're not?
Yeah, we had one last week.
Really?
Yes. The house was damaged because of some pump quit. And, they went in to see their insurance guy, and he said, you don't have coverage. And I'm thinking that mine on my house is a maximum of $10,000 to that. And
okay.
So, and that wouldn't be enough money to cover my basement if it was, you know, a half a foot deep in water or something.
And with that kind of damage, too, it's so extensive. I mean, they got to rip everything up and whatever kind of finishings on the walls, too. That has to come out, right? I mean, it's a pretty extensive process.
Yeah, you would normally probably cut up sheetrock about 2 or 3 feet up from the bottom, you know, because the mold is the big thing that comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a four-letter word in our business.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So, yeah, it's a big deal to double-check your homeowner's coverages and make sure that you do or don't have coverage. And if you don't have it or you can't get it with the company you're with, you know, maybe you want to consider switching companies to somebody that does have that coverage.
I bet you got a refined sense of smell over the years. I bet you can walk into a home, and if there's mold there, you're going to know it the minute you hit the door.
Well, and in all honesty, mine isn't so good. I have a strong sense of smell for animals.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
For some reason, mold is not me, but I have a couple people I'm showing houses to right now that if I walk in the front door and there's mold in the house, she'll know it immediately.
No kidding.
She's allergic.
Holy smokes.
So you get to go in and go out in a hurry.
Right. That is a dirty four-letter word. Steve, if people need any help buying or selling and with the years of experience that you've got, the Action Realty team, what is your phone number down there?
701-642-4700. And we also have an 800 number that's 800-408-4700.
Find you on the internet too, right?
You bet.
All right. Steve, always great to have you in here. Good talk. And we will talk again next Tuesday.
Sounds great, Bill.
Take care, my friend. It's 9-11 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared